or die.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
You ever heard of bull dyke?
Yeah. That's about all I know about those.
Alright, how about a woman who is masculine, acting, but isn't necessarily homosexual?
Tomboy.
Tomboy?
Tomboy.
Does that apply to somebody who's 30 years old?
Sure.
Okay, that's fine. Alright, what do you call a sexually overactive male?
A nymphomaniac.
A male?
Both.
Really?
Male and female.
That applies to men too.
Mm-hmm.
Any other names?
Sex crazed or something like that.
Okay. Do you use the word horny here?
Horny, yeah. Quite a bit.
Too often.
Yeah.
Any names for sexually overactive females?
Easy lady.
Okay.
Let's see.
Now, is that a derogatory term? Say, oh, she's an easy lady.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, I mean, it's sort of put down.
No, not really. I just, you know, there's certain people it's easy, and there's certain people it's, you know, if you know them, some of them's easy, some of them's hard, you know. And I just have to call them. A lady that's willing just at all times, no matter when, and to be an easy lady.
Okay. Now, I'm going to try to make a distinction here. A sexually indiscreet man, which is a little different from being overactive.
No. Can't think of any.
Alright, how about a female? She isn't necessarily oversexed or nymphomaniac or something, but she will sleep with anybody, she'll talk about it. What's a plus for her? Do you use the word slut here?
Slut?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay, but you've heard it.
I've heard it.
Well, you've heard it. Has it applied to whores, more or less? Can a slut be a woman who does not take money?
Yeah. One that's not really kept herself up, you know.
Oh, okay.
More or less.
Okay. So do you have any terms for indiscreet people?
I don't classify them as that. I don't know.
You can say anything. You can be as crude as you want, really.
It doesn't matter. No, it's not that. I just can't think of, you know, what I would call an indiscreet person.
Maybe she doesn't such thing.
Right.
Okay.
Free and liberal.
Yeah. What about a boy or a man who's especially ugly?
Just ugly, I guess.
What about a girl?
Just ugly.
Well, don't you have any names for her? She's a real... What?
Ugly.
God?
Yeah. Skag.
Skag?
Skag.
She's a real skag?
Yeah.
But does that mean heroin, too?
Yeah, some people.
Not your
vocabulary? Not vocabulary. Skag would have to be somebody, I mean, homely. That's what I call them, homely.
Homely. Would you say rough?
Rough, yeah.
Okay. What about a very attractive boy or man?
Handsome or huge.
I'm looking for a name, though. Again, he's a real whatever. How cute. What do all the girls call you?
Wink.
Do they? Should I call you
Wink
instead?
It don't matter. Wink, Kenny. S.O.B. anything. We call them all. No, I don't have a name for, you know.
Well, what about a very attractive girl?
Foxy.
Okay.
Have to be Foxy. Well, I have, like, a Foxy chick is one that's, she's Foxy, you know. She's not real beautiful or anything like that. She's just Foxy.